We're going to deal with, I'm still have an assignment from God that the church need to walk in. Members, people who love God need to know. I think there's a deception and a distraction have taken place for so many years in the body of Christ. We're saying one thing and having something else. I think it's time we have what we say. Amen. What Mark 11:23 said. And when I first say this to you, you may not fully understand it, but it's a sample statement according to God. But this morning, I want to turn to Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11. I'm going to deal with this morning, I'm taking my health back. I'm taking my health back. Now, we've been out of health so long. Church, been out of health so long, or out of your health so long, we don't even know we can take it back. And we don't even know that we were originally healthy. Huh? Matter of fact, Psalm 105:37. Is that the right voice? Turn to that voice. Turn to that voice and we'll come back to Matthew. Psalm 105. Help was your origin. The Lord desired God people originally were healthy people. Because he's the God of health. Write that down. God, my God is the God of health. He's not the God of sickness and disease. He's the God of health. And since the church missed a turn, the pulpit missed a turn, we're fighting like health don't belong to us. Okay? There, whenever God leads the people, look how he leads them. That's 3 million right here, right there. He brought them forth also with what? Silver and gold. So that's your wealth. And there were not one fever person, sick person among their tribe. You see that?
Yes, sir.
There was not one. They couldn't find one. Because God is the God of health. Say that with me. God is the God of health. Now, the system have taught us wrong. The system have taught us get sick, go to the doctor, get sick, go back, go in the line and get hand laid on you. Get hand laid on you this month, healing revival next month. No, God is the God of health. Now, if that can drop in your spirit, see, if you understand that. And then turn to Psalm 107, verse 20 now. This is the regulation of health. This is the reinforcement of health. This is what drive out all sickness and all disease. I don't care what the name is. At the name of Jesus, every disease and every sickness must bow. You understand me?
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm talking to you, and I'm talking about your body right now. I'm talking about your health, all right?
Yes.
Notice how this works. God never works without his word. God does not work through emotion, excitement. He worked through his word. Notice what he did. Why these people were so healthy, we just read about in Psalm 105:37. It's because of Psalm 107, verse 20. He said what?
His word.
Now, some have called his word medicine. That's the real medicine. He sent his word and did what?
Healed.
And healed them And look what he says, and delivered them from their destruction. Now, in one translation, from an early grave. So, we already delivered. All right, Holy Spirit. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. See, can we argue with these scriptures? See, we see where we're supposed to be, and if we're not there, we see in 1020 how to get back. He sent his word. We got to get back there through the word. Christ has redeemed us from, everybody say from, the curse of the law. Sickness and disease is the curse of the law. Christ has redeemed us. We redeemed, we bought from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. It's written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. Notice verse 14, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through faith. Huh? Yes, through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. One of the promise of the Spirit is that my children gonna live a sick-free life. We got off, we're fighting like normal people. We're fighting like, you know, like the world fighting. We run into every doctor, every hospital, everything. We're constantly running, just like everybody else. No, we have a redeemer. We already redeemed from the curse of the law. 1 Corinthians 6:20 says, you're bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and your spirit, in your body and your spirit, in your body. Look at 1 Corinthians 6:20. You're bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God where?
In your body.
What do you think it means to glorify God in your body?
A healthy body.
A healthy body, right?
Yes, sir.
And he said he sent his word to do it. So all of these things that have been said to you, all of these accolades and all these worldly scientific instruction, they are not your God. They are not your spirit. They are not the Holy Spirit. Look at Acts 10:38. I mean, just over and over again, how God. God wouldn't have done this if he didn't want it. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. The Holy Ghost is my healer, say it.
The Holy Ghost is my healer.
Went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. And God was with him. Evidence. Say evidence.
Evidence.
All right. I want you to go back to Matthew 11. And I'm going to begin to lead you into ways that you're going to be to drive everything out of your body that is not right. Diabetes, high blood pressure, arthritis, I mean, just name them. Heart problem, cancer, any kind of disease. Say this, I have the faith of God in me.
All things are possible to me
because I am a believer.
I'm not a doubter.
I'm a receiver.
I am a believer.
I have it now.
I release the faith.
Given to me.
By the Lord Jesus. Christ himself.
My Savior.
My Lord.
My Messiah.
The high priest of my life.
I release the faith.
I release it against sin,
death,
the curse,
sickness,
disease,
poverty,
lack,
debt.
Leave my presence.
Now I'm going to take you through some more of this in a little while. I want you to look in Matthew chapter 11. Verse 12. I want you to get violent about your health. Don't take it casual no more. When you're pushing the time with God, get violent. Don't consult no man. I want you to know that your health belongs to you, and you are responsible for your health. Stop putting your health in somebody else's hand. God gave your health to you. And God give you to live a long, satisfied life. And you're going to take his word, the sword of the spirit, and cut your way out of that situation. You are the most powerful being. Look at me. I wish you should have been noted. You're the most powerful being on the, no, you're ambassadors for Christ. It's no country, no leader, no king greater than you. You're so powerful. You're packing such great power. You got to come up with, you got to come up bold. Get your boldness back for your health. I'm going to be healthy if nobody else in the world be healthy. You can't listen to these doubt stories and these things that make you fearful. You are not to be, I have not given you the spirit of fear. Power, love, and a sound mind. You got that? You're a Christian, right? So powerfully and boldly, you have to know and you have to understand. Yes. I'm taking my health back. I'm not accepting no gene stuff. I'm not accepting no culture stuff. I don't supposed to have something just because I'm black. I'm tired being a slave to sickness and disease. I'm tired of over and over again they tell me I got to be sick. I'm taking the word of God, cut my way out of this thing. I'm going to live a healthy life all my life. A lie can't stay in the same room with the truth. Jesus said, I won't be getting the message yet. In John 8:31, what did it say? John 8:31. You remember what Psalm 107:20 says, right? He sent his what? To what? And do what? Heal and deliver, right? Yes. Talk to me if I'm looking. I'm looking at y'all. Talk to me. Yes. We're not going to come up here and sit just there, but we've just been to church. No. No, you're going to get something. You need to know how to fight. Yes. All right? All right. Yes, sir. Often, my brothers and sisters, we would jump to 8:32. Uh-huh. You can't go there. You can't go to 8:32 by itself. John 8:32. Can't go there by itself. It don't work. Now go back to 31. Go back to 8:31. Then said who?
Jesus
to those Jews which believed on him. How many believe on him? Amen. Ooh, I believe him. If ye. Notice now, you believe, all right? But if you continue believing in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. So you might not be a disciple. Now you can go to the 32nd verse. And you shall what? Know the truth. What the truth gonna do? this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, my body, because of what Jesus did for me, my body is free from all sickness and disease. I don't care how long I've been carrying it. I'm laying aside that weight this morning. I'm going free because Jesus said I'm free and I'm taking it back. That's the truth. That's the truth. The truth is, every child of God has a divine right to be healthy. We've been living under a stack of lies. And we're pushing them off. I'm taking my health back. Notice now, that statement is personal. The person next to you might not want to take theirs back. See, I'm taking my health back. Now you're powerful enough. I'm going to show you some things in the scripture. You're powerful enough to take it back. I'm sorry to tell you, I can't take it back for you. Because see, you keep laying hand on you, and hand can be laid on. I'm anointed. Hand can be laid on you to drive it out, but the enemy gonna take it from you. This way, he'll never take it from you. But you got to fight. Hey, tell the point closer, you got to fight. You can't sit there with your lazy self expecting somebody else to do it for you. You got to fight yourself. Now, in the next 15, 20 minutes, the anointing gonna hit this place. And you're gonna be the greatest health fighter. You're talking about a firefighter. You're gonna be the greatest health fighter anybody, because God's gonna speak in your heart. You say, no, I ain't taking that. Take your hand off of my body. Take your hand off of my mind. Take your hand off of my imagination. Take your hand off of my conscience. I'm a free woman. I'm a free man. No, you don't. Pain hit your body. No, you don't. What the date is? What month it is? May the what? 30th. You shouldn't have let me go to church on May the 30th. You come here with that little pan. Get your hand off of my body. In the name of Jesus. Now notice what the scripture says here. I have a lot of things to teach you this morning. But you know the truth, you're supposed to be healthy, right? Huh? No, you know the truth, I am healthy. Say it. All right, here in Matthew chapter 11, verse 12. I'm violently healthy. I'm watching every move the devil make. I'm watching every move this world make. These commercials make trying to take my health. I'm watching them. My eyes are open now. I got something to do with this. I'm not going to just lay down and accept. No, I'm not. No. I'm not going to. Oh, my goodness. I'm not accepting no more substitute for my health. Write that down. In the twelfth verse of the 11th chapter of Matthew, I want you to read it with me because I want you to hear yourself say it. Sometimes you might not believe me, so hear yourself say it. In Matthew 11, 12, ready? And from those days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Your kingdom right to be healthy has to be taken by force. Did you see that? All right. Go to Luke chapter 11, Luke Gospel chapter 11. I'm taking my health back. Now in a few months, I'm gonna start to stay here with you, but I feel the glory coming. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've decided I'm not waiting on nobody when the glory comes. I'm going with the glory. Yeah, because people hold you back out the glory, you know. People got all other kind of stuff on their mind. Man, I feel the glory coming. What glory? The glory of hell. You're bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your bodies. It's the glory. 1 Corinthians 6:20. You're bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God with your body.
Yes.
My God. My help, you listening?
Yes.
Is part of the glory of God. My help is God revealing himself. Yeah. There was not one sick one among them. In the midst of sickness and disease, God get the glory when one of us step out and say, I'm healthy. Listen. You could do that today. It doesn't matter how you feel. Faith don't pay no attention to that. It doesn't matter what numbers are saying. Faith, we change that. Faith, we're going to change that. We're going to change that. You see what I'm saying? You don't have to wait because nothing ain't hurting and nothing ain't. You don't have. You become healthy right now. That's the way faith works. See, faith works now. Faith don't say, well, when I see it, when I feel it in my body. No, you can't do that, baby. You can't do that. You got to take it right now. The kingdom of heaven, something violent. You take it by force. You take it right now. Faith right now. I'm taking my health back. I'm taking it back violently. I see some of y'all said, no, you don't believe you can do it. Oh, Lord. You've been in the hole so long, you don't even know how to get on a truck. Listen to me. Listen, the Holy Ghost is here. You at church. You in the Lord's house. Are you listening to me? So don't let no doubt and unbelief and feeling and what you've been going through hold you. This morning, God got something you're about to do. I'm asking the Holy Ghost to hit this place. And mess with high blood pressure. Just mess with it. You know what I'm saying? I know he can do it. He did it for me. My doctor was shocked. My oldest son was with me in the office. My doctor was plumb shocked. She told my son, move. He wasn't even in the way. The meter she was looking at, he said, turn that thing around. Before I read in Luke 11, let me give you some things the Lord told me to tell you. This is my time. This is my freedom. This is my word. This is my gift of health. Today. Hit the seat in front of you. Hit the seat in front. Today. This is my time. This is my, I don't care how long I've been dealing with it. I mess around. I came to church this morning. This is my freedom.
This is my word.
This is my gift of help. Listen what else he told me. The thief is caught. And he has to return to me sevenfold. I'm going to be so healthy. I'll be so healthy, pardon, you know, worldly talk. I'm going to be so healthy. Here's worldly talk. How old are you? You bouncing around like that. What? How old are you? See, you're going to be so healthy, you see. I will receive my health and release this revelation to others. Listen very carefully. Take notes very carefully. When the Holy Ghost and I was looking at this, now you're going to sound, you have to be listening, and the Holy Spirit is going to help you. do not know that you are not losing your health, it's being stolen from you. Now that make a difference now. That make a difference. You're not losing your health. See, they talk about age and all that and what family you're from and all that. No, you're not losing your health. Your health is being stolen from you. I realize I'm the only one who can take my health back. Today be it. So today, so be it. You better say something. Today, so be it. Are we in Luke, right? You in Luke?
Yes, sir.
If you're not in Luke, you're not even here. Luke chapter 11, verse 21. When a strong man keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. Now go to verse 22 now. Because Satan think your body his house. Oh, Lord have mercy. Satan think God's body is his house. And today, by the power of the Holy Ghost,
yes,
you're going to take your house back.
Yes.
Not only is it your house, your body, not only your house.
Yes.
Talk to a man.
Yes.
It's God's house. You didn't catch that?
Yes.
No. See, this is where God live.
Yes.
God live in me.
Yes.
And I know God is powerful enough to keep his house clean from sickness and disease. Somebody give him praise. You know he's powerful enough. They have talked us out of it. They talked us out of it with commercial and religion and all kind of scientific stuff. No, this is God's house, baby. Look, put your hand on your body. This is God's house, baby. This is the Lord's house. And I'm putting everybody else out. In the name of Jesus. By the power of the blood. By the power of the resurrection. By the power of the mercy of God. Some of y'all are not saying nothing. By the power of grace. By the power of the anointing that's in me. I'm putting it out. I command you, Satan, take your hand off my body. In the name of Jesus. I'm not only clamming, but I'm taking my health back. In the name of Jesus. I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by outside reports. I'm only moved by what I believe. And I believe that Jesus is my healer. Shout the Lord, give him praise. We are not, listen to me, saying, we are not going to be a substitute church anymore. We are going to be a church of substance.
Yes.
What we say, they're going to be able to see it.
Yes.
See, because I'm not just believing anymore. What'd you say? I'm not just believing. What's the next part of that statement? I'm receiving, baby. What? I'm not, come on, talk to me here. I mean, I want to preach. Talk to me here. I'm not just believing, baby. I'm receiving. I'm not here just to believe. I'm here to receive something today. I'm receiving my health right now in the name of Jesus. Every malfunction in my body must bow right now at the power of Jesus' blood, at the power of the cross, at the power of the anointing, at the power of the authority. I have authority on the inside of me over sickness and disease right now in the name that is above every name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Every step I make is a step of authority. Next step is a step of anointing. The scripture is so powerful. Look at, I hope I get the right scripture, Luke 21:15. It's so powerful. It's so powerful. Oh, my God. We'll come back to this. It's so powerful. Luke 21:15, is that the right scripture? Jesus Christ, look at this. I received it this morning. I will give you a mouth. Some people just got a mouth. And wisdom, which all your adversaries, you think sickness and disease are adversaries, shall not be able to gainsay. No, boy, you walking out your bed this morning. See, if you receive that, boy, I will get, because we're talking about sickness and disease, we're talking about our health, right? I will give you a mouth. And wisdom, bring it back, Holy Ghost. Watch all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. You know, he brought it back, Luke 10:19. You don't supposed to be walked on by sickness and disease. What you say, boy? Come on, give me Luke. When y'all better listen to me back there. Luke 10:19. I'm waiting on it. I'm waiting on this soul. Behold. What a light. Behold. I give unto you power to tread over heart conditions. Blood pressure. Yeah. I give you, come on, you help me here. Somebody help me here. Somebody make a little move. Somebody do something in here. Whoa, something going on in here. Somebody make a move. Make a move, man. Isn't that what Jesus, I give you power. Power, power, power. Trade, that word trade mean walk. On serpents and scorpions. And over all the power of the enemy. And from this day forward, nothing by no means, any means, shall hurt you. Wave your hand, give God praise. I want you to connect those two scriptures now. I want you to connect. You got them on your note? Luke 21:15. Luke 10:19. Huh. I'm taking my health back, me. Right now. I want to serve notice to demonic powers. In the name of Jesus. In the merit of Jesus. My health. Is already paid for. How many of y'all believe the word of God? Shut down. I tell you what, you say something, I'm gonna answer you back. Say something. Glory! You better not say nothing to me. You better not say nothing to me. Man, listen. My brothers and sisters, I want you to know we're in another mode of operation. My preaching has completely changed. I've gotten somewhere where I've been trying to get for some 47 years that I can just go ahead and minister the word. Don't worry about emotion. Don't worry about making it. Just, you feel that power? It's passing through you, the healing power. Glory, the glory of God. Not, I hear him say, not just for you, but your loved one too. I heard him say it. I heard that just now. Not just, you're not just here for you, but you're here for your loved one too. God gonna heal them just for you. Look at Luke 11:21. When a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, come upon him. Verse 22, and overcome him, come upon him and overcome him. He taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusted and divided his spoil. In other words, we're taking it back. Now, my brothers and sisters, we can't get past Psalm 139:14. I got to go back there again. Can't get past it. I will praise thee, for I am fearful. What do you mean there? What are you talking about? All this sickness and disease going on. What are you talking about? I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy work. Now here's where it come in at. And that my soul knoweth right well. You can't keep what you don't know belong to you. Are you following me? Look at 3 John 2, children. Come on now, walk with me. I haven't got the one principle yet. 3 John 2. Principle number one down there waiting on me. 3 John 2. All this is preluding you, getting you ready. Say this with me. Take your hand off of my body. Release my mind. Release my will. Release my emotion. You will not touch my spirit. Release my body. Release my family. Now. I pray the prayer of faith that whatsoever things I desire when I pray, watch this right now, I believe I receive them. It is done for me now. Now get a Holy Ghost a chance. See, when we say those things, we're speaking in faith. You understand what I'm saying? And I want y'all to expect something to hit you in your seat. It don't take God a week to do nothing. See, you have to expect the expectation, the Holy Ghost, signs, wonders, divers miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost are available to us at every moment. All the time. You got to receive, children. Yes, sir. You know what pests in your body. You online, you know what pests in your body. Come on now. And while the word is going forth, he said, remember he said he sent his word to heal you? That's what I'm doing. He's sending his word through me to heal you. What are you doing? It's building your faith, baby. Yeah. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. But he that comes to God must believe that he healed. We're looking for the reward of health here. Because we've been fighting with this sickness disease long enough, the body of Christ, there's a remnant in the body of Christ going to rise up totally healthy, totally wealthy, totally happy, totally blessed, holy, and in harmony with God. Tell somebody, he's talking to me. Tell him this, because we need to check it. I don't know if he's talking to you, but he's talking to me. Man, I'm gonna have you put your hand on your head in a few moments. You gonna talk to your ears, your back, your nose. You gonna talk to your lung, your liver. Talk to all of them. You gonna talk to your heart, your kidneys. You gonna talk in a few moments. We're gonna talk to your kidneys. Talk to your liver. They need to be talked to. They need to know who in authority. I'm in authority. My spirit is in authority. My soul is in authority. Now, I want to give you some strong ingredient now for your health. Okay? And I want you to take it. It's one of, see, because remember we say my soul knows right well? Yes. Uh-huh. And 3 John, we went to 3 John 2. Beloved, worship of all things, you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. See, sickness in your body is not a spiritual letdown. It's not what word? It's not a soul. I got this word deficiency. It's not a soul deficiency. It's a soul insufficiency. It's you're not using your soul. See, your spirit got health in it.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
But it's blocked by your soul.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, your body not getting it.
Yeah. That's good. That's right. Yep. Yeah.
My soul knows right well.
Yeah.
See. Your imagination is a camera. And it takes snapshot of your real image. I'm created in the image of God. So in your soul, your imagination is your eyes. Your eyes in your imagination has to see you healthy. Your health is something God can't do without you. You got to see. You see it? See, in your imagination, you got to look in the mirror of God's word and see the real you. No matter what none of your organs saying. But your faith have locked hand with your imagination. And you're calling things that be not as though they were, Because they are. Are you hearing?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Jesus Christ. Psalm 103. Let's look. I want you to be working on this. So I'm going to give you homework. I'm going to give you enough, because here your soul involved again. Your soul. Who in control of your soul? You got to be in control of your soul with the word of God. Look at Psalm 103, verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my spirit. And all that's within me, bless his holy name. All right, go to the second verse. I want you to look at that last word. And if you got a Bible, you got a pen, circle that last word. Circle benefit. Help is my benefit from God. Hallelujah. I receive all of my benefits this morning. You gonna sit there and not gonna say nothing, right? All right, all right. You gonna say, I'm gonna receive all my benefit. Help is part of my benefit. Actually, according to God's word, I'm already healthy. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all of his benefit. Here we go, five or six benefit. Here we go. Yeah, here we go. Yeah, come on. Psalm 103, verse what? 2, we're going to verse 3.
Yes, sir.
You got your shouting clothes on?
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all believe God's word? Boy, I need this first one. Don't you need this first one?
Yes, sir.
What the first one said? How many of y'all need that? I need this. Oh, Lord Jesus. I might have said something wrong yesterday. Lord Jesus. I thank God for who forgive all thine iniquity. You got a shout clothes on? You either believe God's word or you don't believe it. We now, look what this next part of this voice say. Who healed what? Now, if you really want it to work for you, change the word die. Matter of fact, I'm going to say it for you. Matter of fact, I feel him healing me right now. I yield to it right now. God is not a man that he should lie. He said it, he'll make it good. That's God's word. So I got to use my faith right now and believe that God's healing power is going through my body right now. I don't care what my body say. My body not talking to me. I'm talking to my body. I feel right now, God, I'm in church. I'm in the house of God. The word of God being preached to me. I feel the healing power of God going through my body right now, right now, right now. Since I know there's nothing impossible with God. Since I know if I can believe, all things are possible to me because I believe. So right now, I believe. I don't care what the doctor report was. I don't care what they say they can't do. I'm like the woman with the issue of blood. I'm going to touch the hem of his garment this morning myself. And virtue coming out of his garment into my body right now. I am healed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I receive my healing right now. I'm healthy. I'm bold. I'm healed now, God dog it. Tell somebody, tell them I'm healed right now, God dog it. No, tell them God dog it too. I'm healed right now, God dog it. Is what? How much?
Oh.
Go to the next voice. Go to voice 4. What? Look at this. Look what this voice says. What is sickness and disease?
Destruction. Yes.
Yes. See, it's destruction. Sickness and disease is destruction. But he says, who redeemeth my life. Why? What do you do? From what? From sickness, from disease, from diabetes, from cancer. I'm redeemed from that. If you say that when you're attacked, and still saying what the attack wants you to say. Who redeemeth my life from. It's 5 or 6 days. Who, look at what he do next. Not with no sickness and disease. He crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. Hallelujah. I receive God's loving kindness and tender mercies in my body right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Anybody getting anything? Y'all get ready to sing something, one of y'all, after this. I'm receiving God loving kindness right now. He hear you now, he hear you. And I'm receiving his tender mercies right now. Go to the next voice. Go to the next voice. Listen, children. This is the most powerful. Who's satisfied thy mouth with good things. Oh, I like that next part. Ooh, look at the next part. So that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to close in a minute. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Strong, overcoming, and soaring eagles, hearing, receiving, loving, and obeying are the secrets of your health. My first point. The power, write this down. The power, sit down a minute, we're not gonna stay much longer. The power of catching the thief.
Yes, sir.
That's a good one.
Yep. I gave you Luke 10:19. You had Luke 21:15. Just write Proverbs 6:30 and 31. You got to return to your sevenfold. You're going to be more healthy now than you've ever been before. Stand up. I can't get no further. I'm going to take up. Put your hand on your head. I receive total freedom in my head. I receive healing. Deliverance. And all that Jesus has ever done. My eyes are healed. My ears are healed. My brain is healed and delivered from all foreign matter. Any chemicals that has worked their way into my body, from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet, are removed, dematerialized, and gone from my body. I am free from the law of sin and death. The Son of the living God have made me free, and I'm a free person. My throat is healed. My chest is healed. My lungs are healed. My esophagus is healed. Nothing can stay in the vital organs of my body except the healing power. Oh, Lord, I can't hardly stand it. Of Jesus. My arms are healed. My hands are healed. Every joint in my body is renewed, restored, and delivered from disease, weaknesses, and pain. I am healed. My kidneys are healed. My spine is healed. From my brain stem completely to the end of my spine. The discs, nerve, muscles, all are healed and made well. My backbone is restored. My youth is renewed like the eagle in Psalm 103. My hips are well. My hip joints are restored. My knees are well. They are restored. All my legs, including my ankles, my feet, the bones of my feet and leg, muscles, ligament, nerve are restored and made well. I believe. I receive. It right now. Not based on what I feel. It's not based on what I see. It is based on the message of faith I've heard today. It is based on the written oath of God. It is mine. And I am his forevermore. Now you say it right here now, because I'm gonna say I'm a man or woman, so say it was right, you see. I'm a man of faith, love, and joy. Faith, hope, and love are working in me now. Why? Because I am blessed. I'm blessed coming in, and I'm blessed going out. Somebody say hallelujah. Well, we're not through yet. Get up here and get ready to sing. We're not through yet. No, we're going to say a few more things. Y'all getting this? The blessing. Put your hand back up there. It's working in me now. The Garden of Eden effect is at work. The anointing that removed burden and destroy yoke is working in me. Spirit, soul, and body. I will come to complete wholeness and wellness. I will stand in the full stature with my Lord Jesus Christ. Anointed with his anointing. Healed with his resurrection. And my prayer and desire is to know him in fullness, to serve him in power, and to know him in the power of his resurrection. Thank God I'm healed from the top of my head to the sole of my feet, and in all affairs of my life, I'm whole. I'm whole. I'm debt free. The anointing that removed burden and destroy yoke is working in me, spirit, soul, and body. I will come to complete wholeness and wellness. In the full stature with my Lord Jesus Christ, anointed with his anointing, healed with his resurrection. And my prayer and desire is to know him in his fullness, to serve him in power, and to know him in the power of his resurrection. Thank God I'm healed from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. I know you can't go where they are, but you can point your finger at them and tell them, I got this. Tell three people, I got this. Point your finger at them. This is mine. I have it now. I got a word from my God. I got a word from my Jesus. I got a word from my Holy Spirit. I got this. I got this.